How big of a deal was that? I mean, that was something you wanted to work on.
Most definitely, you know, it's something I've made a point of emphasis in getting better at this off season, and it's nice to start camp off that way.
I mean, it's not early in camp, it was the first play.
Right.
Is it something you just were geared up for in the first play or something? Or?
It just happened to come my way. You know, it was a wheel route by Will Ty, and, you know, I leveraged myself well and made it hard for him to, you know, get the ball in there, so it was a good play.
Ben mentioned the Buffalo play. Did it remind you of that at all?
Yeah, it was pretty similar. It was opposite size, but it was a pretty similar type of play.
How much of the workload now as a linebacker is focusing on defending the pass? It seems like every year it becomes more and more about that.
I think it's, you know, essential. Linebacker, you have to be able to obviously stop the run, but it's a pass-happy league, and there's a lot of good quarterbacks and receivers and tight ends and skill players out there, so, you know, you have to be able to defend the pass.
What do you make of this linebacker group? You're still really one of the younger guys, you know, probably one of the more established ones here, anyway, with this team. What do you make of the group of veterans you have?
I think it's a group of veterans who've played a lot of ball, and it's really competitive. You know, we've got guys who played and played significant roles in different situations, and it's making it interesting, and it's going to be a, you know, good fall camp.
At what point do you start to play the numbers game?
I don't worry about that. I go out here every day and give my all and focus on being the best I can be, and everything else will take care of itself.
For a defensive player, does Tuesday kind of the unofficial real start of camp?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a day I look forward to, finally get to hit somebody, so it's been a while for that.
I mean, it builds, right? You know, at some point you got to put pads on and beat these things, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you want to be able to put the pads on, and the game just changes a little bit. You got to protect yourself and your teammates when you're not in pads, but, you know, you get the shoulder pads on, and you're going to see guys, you know, getting some collisions and stuff, and it's going to be good.
Like when it's yesterday, and you got, you know, obviously fans are out here. You guys aren't in pads. You can't go up and hit somebody, tackle somebody. As a defensive player, do you almost feel like, you know what? Well, let's just wait till Tuesday, because a lot of it is really about the offense. That these guys are running up and down the field, and you know, it's almost like back off.
Yeah, I mean, it can get frustrating sometimes. You know, you'll have the plays where it's like, I can't wait till we get pads on because, you know, I know what I would have done in that situation. But, it's a part of the game. We got to protect ourselves and each other. So, you know, I understand the concept.
Do you ever say that to an offensive player when you buzz past them or something? You're like, man, why am I pads on?
I don't really say it. You know, they're my teammates. But in my head, it's definitely something I'm thinking about.
In year three for you, what gives you confidence that you could stay healthy this year?
You know, I'm not worried about what's happened in the past, and I feel great right now, and I'm doing above and beyond everything to keep my body healthy and to stay on the field. So that's all I'm concerned with.
What's different for you as a player then?
I feel healthy. I'm lean. I'm strong. I'm fast, and I just feel ready to go.
When you're out there on the field and you kind of watch the player where Odell goes down, what's through your head?
I'm not sure what happened to him exactly. I just hope he's okay. You know, it's hard to see any of your teammates go down in practice. You never want to see that. And, you know, I just hope he's okay.
Yeah, included.
Yeah. And do you have any, what's your just overall impression of the depth of this defense right now?
I think we have a talented group. We have to go out and improve it every day at practice and get better. And you know, I think one of the big advantages we have is we have a better understanding of the defense, the guys who were here last year, and the new guys are picking it up fast. So I like where we're starting at, and, you know, it's going to be a long journey to get to where we want to go.
Thank you.